And use your general thoughts on Calvin being selected to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think, probably the biggest slam dunk in Pro Bowl balloting. We're proud of him. We're proud that he represents us. We're proud when he's on the field on Sundays.
You got him plenty of praise in recent weeks, but, I mean, do you ever think 2,000 yards would be attainable by anyone?
You know, the game's changed a little bit. Teams aren't afraid to throw it 50 times a game. And used to be you threw it 50 times a game because you were losing and you had to catch up. But you see teams all over the league now that throw it a bunch of times and score a lot of points. So league's constantly changing. So I don't know, you know, how much that, how much any record, you know, offensively in particular can stand. The receivers catch a lot more balls, and just the way it is.
Even 2,000, you think that one would have legs if he got that high?
I think that he's a great player. I wouldn't discount anything with that he's capable of doing.
Just from an individual standpoint, doesn't it balance out, you know, with 3, 4, 5 receiver sets or more guys catching balls and dividing the pie?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that there's definitely something to that. But that's not the situation we're in right now.
He hasn't rested on his laurels a whole lot. I mean, you see a guy last year gets 1,600 yards. He could, you know, take a little bit of rest. He's done better. Is that speaking to his work ethic?
Yeah, he's always been a hard worker. And, you know, he's always set high goals for himself and for the team. Last year when he had that season, I think we would have said then also, hey, we're just scratching the surface of Calvin Johnson. And, you know, this year I think we can say the same thing. We're only scratching the surface. And when it's all said and done, we're not going to be talking about, this being the highlight of his career. He's going to do a lot of great things.
You guys have put up some pretty phenomenal numbers on offense at times this year, including, you know, Calvin and Stafford has a chance to set some records this weekend. Can you just put that into context with the way the season has gone? I mean, how good of an offense year has it been for you?
We turned the ball over too much. I think the bottom line in this league is scoring points and scoring enough points to win. For an offense, bottom line for the team is winning, but you know, an offense needs to put points on the board, and particularly with turnovers, we've had yardage where we've turned the ball over down in tight, and whether it's a four down turnover or a fumble or an interception, we've had too many of them this year. We haven't scored enough points for our liking, which has led to not winning enough games.
Does something have to do, though, with a lot of injuries? You've had three receivers who have been out. You thought you were going to have Javik. Now, obviously, he wasn't there. Or is that just not an excuse on your part?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, we don't have those guys on the field. But it's our job to still try to find a way to be effective and try to find a way to score football and try to find a way to win the games. And we haven't done a good enough job of that this year.
Has Linehan done as good a job as he can do, you know, considering the circumstances that he's been under?
I don't think he's done a great job. I think particularly the ball security stuff and can an offense coordinator's job is to put guys in position to make plays. And I think that over the course of the season, we've been in good position to make plays. And, you know, the fact that we've still been able to continue to get the ball to Calvin. And, you know, even it was one thing when all those other guys were healthy and you have a lot of other options, a lot of times people would say, you know, hey, you forget about Calvin a little bit when you have all those options. Well, we really haven't. And defenses have known that too. And they've taken an approach of trying to take him out of the game plan. But Scott's done a good job of creating ways to still get him the football. Matt's done a good job of delivering the football.
Calvin had his worst game against Chicago. What did they do that night to shut him down?
Tillman did a good job in coverage. I think that they did a good job of pressuring the quarterback, and a lot of balls came out before we could really get to the break point of some of the routes, and those will be two things that we have to do a better job of on Sunday. We'll have to protect up. It was one of the first games that we started to see blitz show up. You know, early in the season, teams had taken a prevent-type attitude toward our offense, and Chicago, particularly in Chicago, has taken an approach of heating up the offense a little bit with some pressure. You know, it was a game we lost Burleson fairly early in that game. I don't know if that changed their game plan. But, you know, we need to buy some more time for the quarterback. We need to run the football better. Turnovers again. We had two turnovers down in the plus territory in that game, in a tight game, a 13-7 game, that one play could have made a big difference. So protect the football, buy some time for the quarterback. I think those are important things to be able to continue to get Calvin the football and for him to have a big impact in the game.
He didn't get a whole lot of press, but how much credit does Sean Jefferson deserve for molding Calvin from raw talent to polished receiver?
Yeah, he's been with him pretty much his whole career through two different staffs, and Calvin has developed as a receiver. You know, each year he's gotten better at something else, whether it's blocking, whether it's inside routes, playing from the slot. You know, all those run after the catch, all those different things he's improved on, you know, and Sean's been a big part of that.
He's also found a way to protect himself, too, and you know, his leaping catches, landing, tumbling, stuff like that.
I don't know. His body's still sort of out there, and he still takes a lot of hits, and you've seen that this year. You know, when you're 6'5", there's a lot to hit. And when you jump as high as he does and go up and get footballs in traffic, he doesn't shy away from catching the ball in traffic. He doesn't shy away from running after the catch. You saw that, you know, last week. They were, you know, he had to get some balls, some shallow crosses and turn it up the field. And, you know, he showed his speed. He showed his run after the catch ability. I don't know that that's – he's taken a bunch of hits, and he's willing to go do that to make a catch, and I think that's another sign of a great receiver.
Why do you think Sue didn't make the Pro Bowl this year?
We were not allowed to vote for our own guys, so didn't get enough votes.
Is he deserving of it in your mind, I guess? I mean, the way that he's played?
Yeah, I think he's had some games where he's really been dominant. And I think he's had a good, consistent year, you know. But I don't. Again, we can't vote for our own guys. There's probably a reason for that, because we'd vote for all our own guys. We're happy with, you know, the guys that we have, and we think they can all do a good job. So,
what does he need to do to take the next step? I mean, if he's dominant in a few games, I mean, is there anything he can do to, you know, be dominant in, you know, most games?
I think he's been consistent throughout the year, and I think that's always a hallmark of a defensive player. I think, hey, look at the corners. You know, Pro Bowl validating with corners has a lot to do with how many interceptions you have. You know, I mean, no disrespect to the guys that get voted, but safeties and corners, you know, guys that have a lot of interceptions, you know, get voted in. Defensive linemen, you have a lot of sacks, you get voted in. You know. I think that's – but we don't really get sidetracked with looking only at stats. And, you know, we're just worried about, you know, ourselves and how he's doing in our eyes, not what everybody else thinks about him, what the other – you know, what the fan vote or what, you know, the other coaches or the other players vote is.
What did you – and Sue yesterday said he would be open to – having Warren Sapp work with him in the offseason. As a coach, would you be okay with someone else working with one of your players, you know, on different things, or is that?
Well, a lot of our players do that. You know, there's a lot of resources for players, and particularly now that our offseason's a little bit longer. You know, we'll have about 4 months where we can't really do anything with our players. So in order to improve in the offseason, they just can't take 4 months off. So we've had a lot of different players you know, work out with different guys, whether they're current players or former players. There's a lot to be learned from guys that have played the game in the past, and you know, if that would happen, I'm sure there's something that he could improve and something he could pick up.
Is some of that prescribed by the team, or is that all on the player?
Oh no, it's on the player. We can't prescribe that.
This is kind of strange, but did you use all 14 of your padded practices? You know, or I'm just wondering.
Probably technically not. We had some guys in shoulder pads for different parts of practice and stuff like that, but we didn't use them all.